You're listening to ESPN 97.5, Houston's only FM sports station.
One home for all professional sporting activities.
That was pretty cool.
Yep.
Presented by Rice University, Jones Graduate School of Business MBA program. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gao Media station. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Boy, people seem really fired up about Verlander talking about juice balls.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a great look for a guy who's given up more home runs than ever to be complaining about juice balls. But, I mean... whatever. I think he's right. It's just, it looks lame for him to be the one that says it.
Yeah, well, let me start off with, I have no problem if they're doing that, because home runs sell tickets. Home runs get TV ratings. Look at last night. We're talking about a home run derby, which is a contrived event that is never interesting. It wound up being interesting last night. Why? Probably because of the balls. What do you think about the Astros looking at Trevor Bauer?
Listen, the Indians are in a situation where
they've just gotten hot enough to get back in it.
And one of their best pitchers just found out he had leukemia. So it would surprise me if they are selling a guy like Trevor Bauer. But if they are, if I'm the Astros, I'd certainly be interested.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three already. 713-780-3776 if you want to text the show. Still don't have an intern, do we?
Negative.
Okay. You can also get us on the Facebook page. Just send messages to Aaron there. He'll respond. You can get us on Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show. And you can comment on the Twitch page, which no one has done today, so that might be getting phased out here. 713 says, near impossible to judge intent. Why, I think it's stupid in most cases. Yeah, it is. And, I mean, there are times, yes. Like, if you see a guy take off his helmet and swing it at somebody, he's got the intent to hurt the guy. That's a little different. And somebody says, if the Angels player hit the Astros catcher, this city would go nuts. Well, that's part of the problem, too.
Yeah.
You know, if you hate the Astros, then you're going to pick out the parts of it that back up your, oh, well, he did it on purpose. And if you're an Astros fan, which, by the way, I call out a few Astros fans for bitching about the Angels' reaction. You know, how about they had a player die last week? How about you give them a little credit for maybe if they overreacted? They had kind of a crappy week. Yeah, you know, I might overreact if Aaron wound up dying on us. You know,
yeah.
So maybe. I don't know. Regardless, 713-780 ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. So mix it up a little bit.
Okay.
Did you see the story about the Starbucks kicking out the police officers?
No.
Now, apparently they asked them to leave because they were making customers nervous because there were six police officers in a Starbucks. And then they had to apologize for it. It's kind of like, if I want a business, I want policemen there.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Who kicked them out?
Basically, they walked into a Starbucks on July 4th. They were approached by a barista who told the officers that a customer did not feel safe because of their presence.
Weird.
Asked the officers to move out of the customer's line of sight or to leave.
Wow.
I would have left, which is what they did. And they did apologize. Starbucks said the treatment of public safety workers could not be more disheartening. While the barista was polite, making such a request at all was offensive. And unfortunately, such treatment has become all too common in 2019.
Boy, speaking of treatment of officers, did you see the Malik McDowell video?
No.
So Malik McDowell is, he was drafted in 2017. Yeah, we just had 2019 draft. So it was drafted in 2017. And Seahawks took him, second round. 4-year deal, you know, $7 million, you know, probably pretty happy. just before his first training camp, ATV accident. The Seahawks are like, yeah, we're just going to go ahead and move on from you. So never played a game. They had him for 2 years. He didn't play. And yeah, I guess this happened in February, but I guess now it's the videos come out of this dude getting pulled over with a, I forget what, 0.18 something ABV or that, ABV.
I know where your mind is right now.
DAC.
Yeah.
And he basically, like, there's a tiny, this guy's a giant. He's like 6'6", you know, over 3 bills. This is a big boy. And this tiny cop pulls him over. And he, Malik McDowell just gets out of the car and starts walking into the convenience store. And the cop's like, do we have the audio of this so I can stop explaining it? No.
No.
You should work on that.
Yeah, he gives us a list of the audio.
So
it's right here.
The cop tells him, hey, I need you to get back in your vehicle. And he asks for his license and insurance. And the guy's like, why'd you pull me over? You know, you were going too fast and you spun out. And he's like, well, there was snow. And he's like, yeah, you're going too fast to be driving in the snow like that. And the guy's like, I'm going to need to talk to your supervisor. He's like, well, there's no supervisor on right now. I just need to see your license and insurance. And then he repeats, I need to talk to your supervisor about 20 times. And then he gets up and starts walking into the store. Officer tries to detain him. They start wrestling in the store now. And eventually the officer tases him. This dude grabs the taser hooks, pulls him out of, and starts fighting the cop. And yeah, it's and the whole time saying, I need to talk to your supervisor. I want to see your supervisor. And eventually another cop shows up. Malik McDowell reaches up and tries to grab this cop's gun.
Ooh.
Lucky he didn't get shot, but he gets arrested.
Yeah, I missed that story.
Yeah, he had this dude was...
Not wise, guys.
Yeah, that's one way to put it. Not wise, guys. Got tasered and still continue to fight the cops. And, it turns out that he was pulled over for pretty good reason. And they said that he smelled of alcohol, you know, during the arrest. But yeah, he showed up strong, and he was eventually charged with 2 counts of felony assaulting and resisting, 1 misdemeanor count of operating while intoxicated, and misdemeanor of driving on a suspended license.
Well, that's not good.
Yeah. But the craziest thing is watching him get shot with the taser and just pulling it out of him. I mean, he doesn't care. So, not a great look. 0.189.
So and for a guy that big, that's a lot of alcohol.
Over twice the legal limit.
That's a lot of alcohol.
And eventually, like 4 or 5 cops drag him out of this place. But it happened in February. We're just now getting the video. But if you get a chance, go to TMZ and check out the video. It's pretty wild. And they just tear the gas station apart. I mean, it looks like a hurricane hit this gas station.
Poor guy working there.
Yeah.
You're just trying to get your minimum wage, trying to get money for college or whatever. And yeah. Here's a guy comes in and tears your place up with the police.
Dude, imagine being so good at football that you're drafted in the second round and then you never play because you can't stop messing up. He's also accused of concealing a stolen vehicle back in April. It was a Raptor F-150, which is like a pretty high, I mean, it's the most high-end Ford F-150. And basically he had it at his house. And, oh, I don't know where this came from. I don't know. I didn't have it. So, I mean, this guy just can't get out of his own way. And now, I mean, he's never going to have an NFL career now.
Yeah.
And it's just unbelievable to me that these guys throw away these opportunities, millions of dollars they could have. But, it was in Lathrop Village, Michigan, where it happened.
Speaking of expensive trucks, I don't know if you saw this. GM is reportedly considering a Chevy Silverado pickup that would cost more than $100,000.
Why?
I guess because people would pay for it.
Like, what kind of bells and whistles could they possibly have to warrant $100,000?
But apparently, this is a trend now. They've started doing these special editions.
Yeah,
and you know, like the King Ranch and all those kind of things. Those sell really well, but they're thinking, you know, a true luxury pickup for over $100,000. Now, an electric model would certainly cost more than that, like a Tesla.
Right.
But they're talking about more traditional Silverado, basically, that would be worth over $100,000.
Yeah, you'd have to have some really, really fancy stuff going on in there, like a jacuzzi. I don't know what else. I mean, there's got to be something.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what all
of
them
have gotten super expensive, man. And that's why when I totaled out my last truck, I was super bummed because that was paid off.
Yeah.
And some dummy lady pulled out in front of me and now my truck's totaled. And then I had forgotten how expensive trucks were until I went to buy a new one. It's like, oh boy. I mean, it's not cheap.
No, I mean, you can get a decent one for 25, but it's not going to have a lot of stuff on it.
I mean, it might not have anything. And especially if you need like a rear seat, like,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I wish that I could just drive a Toyota Corolla, but life doesn't work that
way. Trust
me,
once you get a smaller car, you realize how much you need to have something you can haul stuff in.
And like in Texas, if you own a home, I almost feel like you need to have a truck. I mean, otherwise you're going to be renting trucks or bumming trucks.
Yeah, that's why we bought the SUV, basically, is to carry stuff around in.
Right.
And if you go to the store and buy anything, and there was no way you could fit it in the car. So, I mean, it was worth having just for that. Although it's got too much stuff. Like, your seat buzzes if you get too close to another car. Oh, and little things like that.
I don't like that.
And there's a voice that appears out of nowhere that says, there's construction ahead. It's got way too much for me. I don't want minimal. Yeah, I like some cool things. But stuff like that, it's a little much. Didn't stop me from clipping the damn pole trying to get it in the garage, though. I don't know where the buzzing was then.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Yeah, it's just like, hey, trying to park here. So 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776.
It's 2 for Tuesday, Fred.
It is 2 for Tuesday at Big City Wings. And if you're going to head over there, double your wings for the price of one. And about this, get a little tea time going on. $3 Long Island iced teas. $3 Long Island iced tea. So you get double the wings, and you can get your drink on for $3. And they have specials every day. Tomorrow, it's $7 on all burgers and Whiskey Wednesdays. And that's the cool thing about them. Doesn't matter what day it is, they're going to have some kind of special going on. The wings are great. You've heard me talk about the wings, but their burgers are fantastic. I mean, they've just got just a terrific menu. It's a great atmosphere. It's family-friendly. 8 locations, including the new one on Rayford Road. The one in Kingwood has an A.J. Hoffman table and a Fred Fowler table. You can go sit in the bar there and make fun of us and enjoy great wings. Watch all your sports. You want to go watch the game tonight? There's a perfect place to do it. And I'm telling you, delicious, fresh-made-to-order items like their USDA-certified Angus beef burgers, loaded baked potatoes. I mean, I love their food. I love the atmosphere. And if I can't get there, I'm always using Uber Eats to get their wings because I love them that much. Find a location nearest you. Just go to BigCityWings.com and follow them on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. It's all Big City Wings, and you will love them. Big City Wings, BigCityWings.com.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. So, I don't know if you saw these numbers, but Nike has done pretty well selling women's jerseys. They sold more USA women's jerseys this season than it has of any other soccer team shirt ever.
Damn.
Combined with strong demand for French, English, Brazilian, and Nigerian women's team shirts, Nike sales of tournament jerseys have more than tripled compared with the last Women's World Cup in 2015. Here's the reason why. Sales of men's jerseys nearly doubled as they offered the women's shirt design in men's sizes. So men are running around wearing these shirts, and that's one of the reasons it's tripled.
Well.
So did you buy one?
What do you think?
I think you did.
Okay.
I think you have a kit.
Okay.
A U.S. women's soccer kit.
I guess that's possible.
So. they're making money.
Yeah. I mean, good for them.
Yeah. No question.
And I would, I mean, do they get a portion of the merchandising?
I'm sure they do. I don't know. I don't know how that contract works, but they should. But but kind of getting back to it, for the Women's World Cup to ever really get to where, you know, for it to really truly grow, the traditional soccer countries have to be good. Like the England and France, and we're seeing that in Germany, because those people will run with it a lot more. I mean, the U.S. does it because it's the only team we have worth a damn in soccer. But when those other countries get good, I think you'll see it really take off.
Yeah.
That's my bold prediction. 713-780-ESPN. Something else I wanted to get to, because I kind of think, well, apparently there's a Domino's in Australia that's going to basically do a trial of cashless stores at 5 of their locations.
Okay.
So you can pay with credit cards, debit cards, Apple Pay, Android, PayPal, and Domino's Instagift cards.
Okay.
But no cash. And I think this is a trend that we're kind of starting to see. There's a bar near me that doesn't do cash anymore.
I'm pro that, actually.
I am too, but there's a lot of people who don't like it for a lot of reasons. Now, I just think it makes sense. I mean, do we really need cash paper anymore? I even for the World Series, I was able to pay online, right with a debit card. I didn't have to take cash, which you don't. Believe me, it's a little scary walking out of that place with a bunch of cash.
Yeah.
Or walking into it. And I saw there was a poker player got robbed and took all his cash and everything. And, you know, now it's relatively, well, I mean, I don't know how safe it is. Because I was wondering if there were people who were basically scouting the cash cage to see who left.
Yeah.
Because you can tell. I mean, you can see people coming out of there. And so I don't like having cash on me. The other stuff's easy. If you steal a debit card, it can be turned off right away.
Right.
And I know there's people that don't have debit cards, but a lot of these places that are doing this now, they'll have a machine where you can buy, you can put $50 in there and get a $50 prepaid and use that. I think we should get away from using cash. What do we really need it for anymore?
Strip clubs.
Yeah, that's so you need cash if you don't want your wife to know what you're spending.
Yeah, that's true.
We have separate accounts. So that was agreed upon from the very beginning. That's one of those you have to, but at some point, I mean, there's ways to hide money, believe me.
You know, we'll talk after the show.
Oh, I think we've already talked about that. I think you know my tricks. But you know what? I don't like carrying cash anywhere anymore. And sometimes I'll feel bad when homeless people come up and want cash. But, you know, it doesn't make a ton of sense in society today. I mean, it's easy for you to say you're rich. I'm not a rich, and I wasn't always, so I'm not unsympathetic, but I just don't know.
I mean,
I don't know why you need it.
Money's still money, whether it's cash or not. Like, yeah. Being a rich has nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, Fred's a rich, but everything still costs money.
Says you need cash to buy weed. That's true.
Is it, though?
Yeah. Well, you could probably PayPal now.
Yeah, let me Venmo you, bro.
I don't know. That does leave a trail.
Well, I mean, what do you? If you're putting weed purchase in the comments,
well, yeah, probably shouldn't do that. But
I buy beer secondary all the time on the black market. PayPal.
On the dark web.
Yeah, on the dark web.
I don't know if you you saw.
I skip right over the election tampering and child porn sections and go straight to the buying beer that I'm not supposed to have. The dark web.
I don't know if you saw this, but Netflix is spent a bleep ton of money for this movie Red Notice. It's a globetrotting action heist that Universal Pictures had originally had. I think they're going to spend $130 million on it. This is kind of a new thing for them to spend money in advance.
It's got Ryan Reynolds and
The Rock.
The Rock, yeah.
And Gal Gadot from Wonder Woman. That's three pretty big names. But I always wonder about this. Are people going to buy Netflix for that?
No.
I think people who already have Netflix will watch it.
Yeah. That's why I don't understand why Netflix feels the need to do something like that.
Yeah, and of course they just had like a record number of downloads of Stranger Things.
Yeah, which, I watched episode one last night.
Yeah,
I'm not sure how I feel yet.
We'll talk about it until you finish.
Okay.
Which, you know, by then it'll probably going to take you a little while to get through it.
Yeah.
Because honestly, I didn't go through it as fast as I thought I would, just because after about the first three, it's like I can watch it. I can watch something else. And I'm pretty much caught up on everything that I'm watching, like Animal Kingdom. That I'm watching Yellowstone, but I'm actually up to date on those, so I'm watching them as I go. Says, what about casinos? I think eventually. Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, casinos is a tough one. But
is it? I mean, you could just go and run your card for a poker tournament.
I think that at some point casinos could get to where, like, your player's card, you just turn that into, or you like that turns into your sort of a debit card. But for security purposes, I don't know.
I don't know why you couldn't just go to the cage, swipe your card, they give you $1,000 in chips.
You could do that,
and you could just put it back in your account. At the end,
lines for the cage would be ridiculous.
Would it? I mean, it's no different than going and buying chips with cash.
Who buys chips at the cage, though?
You could set it up at the table.
Yeah.
You're gonna go play blackjack. Say, hey, I want $500. Swipe.
Yeah.
So 713-780-ESPN. If you wish to text the show, it says season 5 of Peaky Blinders comes out soon.
Oh, yeah. I'm ready for that.
Yeah, I never was able to get into it because I couldn't understand what they were saying. And
it takes a while to understand what they're saying. You got to get used to what they're doing.
And I just don't want to work that hard for something. And although I've had a lot of people tell me I'd like it, so we'll...
You would like it.
We'll see.
I mean, it's organized crime. You always like
the show. Oh, I love organized crime.
They just talk like this the whole time. Once you get past that, it's a pretty good show.
Yeah, well, so that's the thing. I couldn't get past it.
You'll get past it soon enough. Don't you worry. You already passed it with me. You could do the rest of the show just like this.
Except I can actually understand what you're saying, and I couldn't understand that.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not as good at it as they are.
And I'm not going to watch... I mean, I'm not going to watch something with subtitles. That's just too much work. If you have to have subtitles when they're speaking English. So, Stranger Things 3 breaks Netflix viewership record in the first 4 days of release.
Damn.
40.7 million household accounts have been watching the show since its launch on July 4th. More than any other film or series in its first 4 days. 18.2 million have already finished the entire season, which includes me. Everybody loves that thing.
Yep.
But...
You guys are watching too much TV. That's the problem. Get outside.
That's a good idea.
Play on your Pro Dunk Hoops. Your Pro Dunk Hoops goal. These are the Pro Dunk goals. These are the best in the world. In the world, Craig. And you're saying, well, what makes their goal so much better? Well, go to ProDunkHoops.com and check it out, first of all. You'll see. They've got the thickest steel. Any goal on the market. They've got a tempered glass backboard that is... so legit that if you break it or crack it any way, any reason, they'll come out and replace it for free. And they've got a design to fit your home, your driveway, your backyard. You want one that you can move in and out of the street. They got that fully portable, and they're adjustable from 10 feet to 5 feet so the kids can play young. The goal can grow with them. Get your kids outside. Get your own self outside. Do something with your life. Become a professional basketball player. And the only way to practice is with Pro Dunk Hoops. ProDunkHoops.com. That's the place to go. ProDunkHoops.com or give them a call. 281-351-9822 for Pro Dunk Hoops.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 210 says, hey, Fred, Sneaky Pete canceled. Are you sad? Not really. I think it ended.
It did enough.
Yeah, I don't think it could have sustained the storyline for another year or two. I think it ended perfectly, so not really sad at all. I prefer it if they end it before it becomes bad, and I could see where that one was. I thought it was really good, although the damn girl and her mom thing was just way overdone and was really annoying, but I also could see where they were running out of story.
Right.
And you know, I don't know how many con jobs you can pull.
Yeah, they did enough with that show.
Yeah.
It was a good show.
Yeah, I agree.
They didn't have to, I mean, I'm kind of glad they didn't keep going and run the well dry, because what do? We complain when that happens.
Yeah, and I honestly think that's what's going to happen when they drop the next Stranger Things.
Oh yeah,
I just don't see how you can keep going with this, but you need to see the ending first. So
okay,
but I also just,
does it look like they're going to have another season?
Yeah, I'm sure they will, especially after all these records.
Yeah.
But at some point, it's going to be like Game of Thrones. Those kids are going to get old.
That's the problem.
And, you know, there's only so far you can go with that, because I don't want to see them as, I don't really want to see, I don't know why I like the show. I hate kid actors. You know, I loved the whole Dungeons and Dragons bit the first season, because that was right up my alley when I was growing up. So all the nostalgia was pretty cool. But it's like now, it's all been done. I mean, they've done it for three seasons. So
yeah.
You know, I can see where they could do another season. I just don't know how interested I'll be in it. But when you do those kind of numbers, there's no way they're not doing another one.
Right.
And that's why
The Walking Dead keeps coming back.
And that's the problem, yeah. I mean, The Walking Dead should have ended a long time ago. But if people keep watching it...
Apparently, though, whoever writes the comic books just stopped writing them now. Like, it's over. So maybe they're running out of material.
Well, at some point, everybody dies, right?
I guess.
So, I was going to do this as a Hey Man Bleep That, but I've got another one I'm going to do instead. I don't know if you saw this story, but a couple was doing a gender reveal with a car.
I hate gender reveal.
Well, that was going to be the whole point. But if you look here, obviously blue smoke coming out of the car.
Oh, that's orange fire.
Yeah, they blew the car up. And police in Australia have charged a 30-year-old man with reckless driving after his car caught fire during a gender reveal video.
Stupid.
The video was captured by a drone. He was doing burnouts, and suddenly, so the blue smoke comes out, and then the fire comes out. Samuel Montezalvo does escape from the vehicle after it catches on fire. Then he gets back in because he thinks the fire's been extinguished. And then more flames. So he fleed, but another guy got in the car, which was a really bad idea.
I'm always fascinated when cars catch on fire.
Oh, me too. But this is just, if you're going to be dumb enough to do this, then yeah. And, you know, Adrian, don't tweet spoilers about the show.
Is he tweeting them at me?
No, he just tweeted at me, but I'm not going to talk about that until AJ's seen the show. So, The cast of Stranger Things said they wanted to do max two more seasons or just one, but you know, they keep doing that. You know, it's just not going to... They keep doing those kind of numbers. They're not going to go away.
Yeah.
And
except that Millie Bobby Brown. She's getting like real movie roles and stuff.
And she's starting to look older.
She's the star anyway. She doesn't need the rest of those bummy kids.
Yeah, and that's the thing. The acting is so bad in that, and yet I like the show. I don't quite get it. It's funny because like we're sitting here talking about this, and Aaron is sitting in there.
He has no idea
anything we're talking about.
You've never seen any Stranger Things, have you?
I saw a couple minutes of it, but I've never actually sat down and watched it.
Yeah, he's barely an 80s kid anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, you didn't really grow up in the 80s.
No, I was born in 88.
Yeah.
My earliest memory is probably early 91.
Man.
Jeez, kids. But these gender reveal things, I just don't get it. I don't understand why people do it.
Yeah, because they're attention whores. That's why. Well,
So you look at the sonogram. There's a penis. You know what it is. Yeah. What the hell?
Yeah.
So let's go and do some weird thing with your friends. Don't care.
I didn't have a gender reveal for either of my kids.
Yeah, your friends don't care.
No,
they don't. They're going to pretend like they care because they think it's a big deal to you. But if you're my friend and you invite me to a gender reveal, guess who won't be there?
You.
Me. And you know what? I'm saying this to my kids.
If your daughter has a gender reveal, you won't go to it?
If at some point she has a baby and she's having a gender reveal, she's on her own. You know what she can do? Text me and say, Dad, it's a boy.
I don't believe you.
Huh?
You'll go to that.
No, I won't.
You'll go.
So.
Or you'll be a bad dad.
Yeah, I'll be a bad dad. But you're a bad daughter if you do a gender reveal and insist on me being there. 713-780-3776 if you want to text the show. 503 says, she's easily the worst character and actor. I'm dumbfounded that she's a star.
She is, though.
Yeah. She can't act her way out of a box. And yet...
Well, that's why, I say she's getting big movie roles, but it's like Godzilla or whatever that movie... It's like a Godzilla-type movie that she got in.
What's wrong with finding another reason to have a party and celebrate? Life's short. Enjoy it. Yeah, don't tell me life's short.
Yeah, life's too short for me to go watch someone pop a balloon and see if pink or blue dust comes out.
Yeah, you know what?
Life's short, bro.
Can't be that great of a party. The mother can't drink.
Exactly.
Yeah party exactly. on with pregnant people. Woo!
Yeah, can't wait to not do that. You know, I could walk down the street to the bar and have a great time and not have to have a balloon pop or a car get set on fire. And, there are a lot better things to make excuses for to party.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Tuesday night.
You don't
I'm going to go out and have a good time.
You don't need an excuse to party.
No. But if that's what you guys enjoy, that's great. It just, I won't be there.
Yeah.
So not that you want me there. I would go to make fun of the whole thing. And it would ruin it for somebody. Because I'd be like, really? You're upset that it came out pink?
That's the problem. You can't, and nobody's, you have to pretend like you're excited no matter what.
No, I wouldn't do it. I would be honest.
No, if you wanted a boy and it popped out pink, you'd go, oh, man.
Well, no, but I mean,
I'm saying the dudes that get drug along these gender.
I'm telling you guys don't want to do this.
Yeah, no
women guys don't want to do this.
You're a weird guy if you're like, yeah, I'm excited about the gender reveal party. If you're a guy who's going along with it because your pregnant wife or girlfriend wants it, that's one thing.
Yeah, you have to do that.
Yeah, I understand. Sometimes you got to do stuff for...
Pregnant wife, you basically have to do whatever she says.
You got
to
do things for the greater good of, you know what I'm talking about. But if you're a dude who's actually like, yeah, I can't wait. Let me help plan this gender reveal part. That's weird. That's weird.
Well... Those things can get expensive, and you probably ran your credit card bills up with high interest rates. So how about you pay them off and start saving money? How about get a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream? Your rates are as low as 5.95% APR with autopay, lower than the average credit card interest rate. That's over 19%, maybe even higher. And you can get a loan anywhere from $5,000 to $100,000. No fees, No application fees, no origination fees, no transaction fees, no prepayment penalties. The rate is fixed, so it will never go up over the life of the loan. And how about that? It's so easy. You just get online. Boom, you can apply on your phone. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. So if you've got good credit, this is a perfect thing to do to get rid of those high balances and get that APR down to as low as 5.95%. How about this, Blitzers? Apply now. You'll get a special interest rate discount on top of that. The only way to get this discount is to go to LightStream.com/Fred. LightStream.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/Fred for more information.
I've been a righteous man standing for a cause. Well, I guess not much has changed since then. Love overall is what I represent until my next death. But I prefer to call it a transference of flesh, as my essence is eternal. Hopping from body to body until my spirit's path meets its end, and I'm called home to the soul.
This is The Blitz. The Blitz. On ESPN 97.5.
I've been waking up throughout the night. My mind just chasing the truth.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. It's the last segment. Another one that flew by. I know you haven't been watching any of the World Series of Poker, but it's been kind of fun seeing some guys I thought were dead doing pretty well, like Gus Hansen. He's playing pretty well. Johnny Chan.
Yeah.
Johnny Chan's over a million, so I'll be watching.
How many are left?
I don't know. I think they're in the money now, though. I think they played down to it to, well, I guess it was yesterday. I think the TV's a day behind. I haven't been watching the chip counts on the World Series page so that I could watch it on the TV, but.
What's first place paying out this year?
10 mil.
Ooh.
Yeah. All right, let's do Hey Man Bleep That.
Saw a story today about a woman posted, I was recently invited to a wedding where we had to pay an admission fee of $125 each for my husband and I for a total of $250. They didn't give much in appetizers, ran out halfway to our table, some of which, one of the appetizers was hot dog slices. Our table was the only one with no party favors since they also ran out of those, and the main course that they claimed was salmon was really suspect-looking and cold to touch, so I decided to pass. Unless you're Beyonce, please don't charge people to attend your raggedy wedding, especially if it's the ceiling is leaking and some of the letters outside of the venue have fallen off. I don't know when this became a thing. This isn't the first person I've seen talk about this. I don't want to go to your wedding to begin with.
Right.
And, like, I guess there's in some cultures, you can bring cash instead of buying a wedding gift. That's fine. Often it will say, hey, in lieu of gifts, please, you know, provide whatever for a donation. Even that makes me feel uncomfortable. Like, I'd rather just give you cash.
Yeah.
Which, that's my preferred wedding gift anyway. But if there's like an admission fee to get into your wedding, I don't think I'm going out of principle. I think I'm out on that.
Yeah. I just think that's a dumb idea. I guess you don't have enough money for your family or whatever to pay for it.
Then don't have a big wedding.
Well, yeah, exactly.
But I've always dreamed of having a big wedding.
Yeah, so dream about getting a job, and then once you get a job and save up some money, then have your big wedding.
Yeah, I say 0% chance. Well, I'm not going to any more weddings unless it's my kids.
And if you serve cut-up hot dogs at your wedding, to that I really say, hey, man, f*** that.
Yeah. Well, I complain a lot about how Hollywood does reboots way too much, that they're not creative anymore, and it's depressing. Well, I think they finally jumped the shark with a reboot. And, you know, when you're rebooting really bad movies, it's time to stop. Sony is rebooting Look Who's Talking.
Ooh.
The 1989 comedy that starred Kirstie Alley and John Travolta with a baby who talks.
Yeah. which also spawned sequels of its own.
Yeah, which were
Look
awful.
Who's Talking 2 and Look Who's Talking Now.
And those movies were awful.
Yep.
The first one was awful. They never should have made 3. And now you're going to reboot this? It's time to stop, Hollywood. Stop making movies. Just stop. Look Who's Talking? Come on, man. To that I say, hey, man, f*** that.
All right, well, we were talking earlier about Malik McDowell and being, you know, over the legal limit on alcohol. A woman in the UK was recently busted for her third DUI.
Oh, nice.
Crashed her Fiat into a ditch. The car burst into flames. Somebody pulled her out before she was burned to death. She went to court. It being her third DUI, she was what her breathalyzer test revealed she was 3 times over the legal limit in the UK, which they measure it in micrograms of alcohol per milliliter of breath. I don't know how that works, but what do you think the judge gave her for her third DUI?
Is she hot?
No, not at all. And I'll tell you, the judge was a female.
Is the judge hot?
No.
Well, they're both British, so.
Yeah. She gave her an 18-month suspended sentence and then banned her from driving for 2 years and said, because you are a woman. If you were a man, there's no question I would have sentenced you to prison. But because you're a woman, I'm just going to let you off easy because even though it's your third DUI, you're not an alcoholic. You need to learn to control yourself from time to time. The fact that she got off on her third DUI would just, oh yeah, slap on the wrist. Because she was a woman? To that I say, hey man, f*** that.
And the Blue Belt girl's getting off because she's 17.
Yeah. I have nothing positive to say about that. And that's another one where people are defending her. Well, she's only 17.
I don't care.
You don't want to ruin her life with a felony.
That's a her problem. She should have thought of that.
How many things did she ruin with that stupid tongue of hers? Oh, well. That is going to wrap it up. I think Chris Moneymaker's still alive in this thing, too.
Hey, now. Jesus.
I'll be getting caught up tonight, so. All right. Aaron, good job today.
He's been worse.
Hoffman, really good job today.
I've been better.
Eh. I don't know that I've been better, but I was pretty bad, D+. We will do it again tomorrow for What Are the Odds Wednesday. Till then, stay sports, you bitches.